So Reichen tells us that if you are Shema, Teisha Tkiyos, B'Teisha Shois B'Yayim, Yatsa. If you hear those nine Tkiyos and Truos dispersed throughout the day, you're Yatsa. We have a Braisa which supports the Halacha, and the Braisa adds another Halacha. What if you hear all those sounds from Tes Bnei Adam Ke'echad? You have nine people with nine Shofars, all blowing simultaneously. According to Rashi's Girsa in the Gemara, you're Yatsa. Rashi brings a riot. We have a Gemara Chav Zayin, Trei Kali Miteg, Trei Gavri Mishtami. You have two sounds coming from two different sources. If it is something which is chaviv to you, you can pay attention. Shofar is chaviv, it's exciting. It's an annual event. Even if they're coming from different sources and happening simultaneously, you can pay attention. Asks the Ritva, what do you mean? The Gemara there is speaking about paying attention to one of those two sounds. So we say even though you have two people speaking at the same time, they don't interfere because it's exciting. You'll make sure to pay attention. Pay attention to what? Both together? It's impossible. You can listen to two people at once. You can't focus on two conversations at once. The Gemara simply meant that you'll focus on one of those two things happening at once because it's dear to you. But of course, we don't mean that you can listen to both at once. Here, it has to be it's everything. Right? What's happening? Nine people, nine shofaris. Everybody's blowing a different sound. He's a tkiya, he's a true, he's a tkiya. You have to be it's everything. How can you do that all at once? That's one kasha on Rashi. Tosis asks another kasha. We learn in the Gemara that tkiyas have to happen al seder. There's a special sequence in order. Tkiya, shvarim, tku. If you have everything happening at once, where is the sequence? Where is the seder? Let's go back to the first kasha, Ritva's kasha. True, when something's exciting, something's chavit, you'll pay attention. But you'll focus on one. You can't focus on all together. So the Achronim answer, of course, when we're dealing with a conversation, words, expressions, you can't possibly focus, pay attention to both at once. But when we're speaking about sounds coming from instruments, that's how symphonies work. That's how orchestras work. We have many instruments working together at once. You're not going to focus on the drum, on the guitar separately. It all blends into this beautiful harmony and produces this joint sound which is enjoyed by all. Likewise over here, you can have nine people with nine shofars, but since we're sounding sounds, it's not words, it's not expressions, it's not conversations going on, it's sounds, koilos. So even if it's all at once, tki and true happening at once, it all harmonizes into one synchronized symphony, and you can be yotzei everything together at once. Now regarding Tosis Kasha, what happened to the fact that it has to be in accordance with a certain seder? Tkiya, Shvarim, Truah, says the Rashba. That's true. As long as you make sure it's not in the opposite order. You meant to have a Tkiya and then a Truah. Don't have the Truah before the Tkiya. That's true. But if you have a Truah with the Tkiya together, that's not considered Shleil HaSeder. It's interesting. Teis had a Kasha, Teis assumed it has to be Tkiya and then Truah. First one first, second one second. Otherwise, you don't have the Seder. If it's happening at once, you don't have the Tkiya before the Truah. Whereas the Rashba says, the focus is on the true not being before the tkiya. As long as you're yetzi that, you address that concern, you're good. Therefore, even if it's a tkiya and a true at the same time, it's still fine. True, the tkiya didn't precede the true, but the true did not precede the tkiya. And therefore, it's considered ala seder, you're yetzi. Okay. Now, Rabbi Yechon speaks about the fact that you can distribute the tkiyas throughout the day, even though you have a large hefzik in between. The Gemara concludes that it's actually a machlekes, when you have a break, which allows you, enough time which allows you to do the whole thing in that break, that's enough of a hefzik, which invalidates the procedure. Regarding halacha l'maisa, so Tosis holds that you have to be choshish and not make it hefzik. L'halacha l'maisa, we don't hold that way. We hold that even with a large hefzik, it's okay. But according to this shita, that you cannot be mafzik, the question is, how long is considered a hefzik which is too long? K'day ligmur is kula, enough lapse of time which allows you to fit in the whole thing. Now, what's called the whole thing when it comes to tkiyas? Says, Teis HaChiddush, you know what it depends on? We had a Gemara in Sukkah, that is machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanon, how to treat the tkiyas. What is considered the mitzvah? According to the Rabbanon, every single blow is considered a separate mitzvah. Tkiyah is a mitzvah, true is a mitzvah, tkiyah is a mitzvah. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, the entire package, tkiyah, true tkiyah is one mitzvah, is one unit, is one bundle. Oh, says Tosfos, would be a big nafkimna regarding the shear of hefsek. How much could we allow for hefsek? Enough time that you can do the whole thing in that hefsek. What's called kula? What's called the whole thing? So he says, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the mitzvah is all three. Tkiah, teruah tkiah. So you have more time to be mafsik. Right? Let's say it takes you 20 seconds, 30 seconds to do all three together. So if you mafsik less than that, you're still safe. Whereas according to Rabbanon, every blow is a separate mitzvah. Tkiah is a mitzvah. Teruah is a mitzvah. Tkiah is a mitzvah. Suppose every blow is 5, 6 seconds. You have to make sure not to be shaya between the tkiahs with a shear of 5 seconds. That's cool. The ligmar is cool. Interesting chiddush of Tosfos. But lach lamaisa, it's not really much of a concern because we paskin that any hefsek, regardless of how long, does not invalidate the tkiahs.